Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Daled, and Mirtz Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Resh Bam Aleph Amud Beis. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Eruvei Chatzeros. We pick up today two lines off the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch on Resh Bam Aleph Amud Aleph with Simen Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Tes. I'm sorry, but once again today, this shiur will be audio only. I am hopeful that Mirtz Hashem tomorrow we will go back to video. Our learning today should be as close for Achei Nukaveis Yisrael, Hanusudu Batsaru Bashivya, Ha'imdim Bein Bayamu, Bein Bayabasha, Hamakim, Yerachim Aleihem, Vyaitziem, Yitzaru Lervacha, Me'afelu La'ira, Bishibud La'gu'ula, Hashta Bagolo, Visman Kariv, and Emar Amen. Our learning should be as close for Fuah Shalema, from Ashemer Ben Esther Fradl, Yitzhak Bitsiem Medusha, Rivka Bachirlea, Chavadasa, Basrezel Serol, and Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malkachana. They should all have Rafuah Shalema, B'Sei Shachil Yisrael, and our learning should be as close for all of our brothers and sisters that find themselves in harm's way, b'chol makim shehem. Okay, moving along to Sif Tes. So we've been discussing over the last couple of days different ways that we could sort of negate the wall that exists between two chatzeres. When you have two chatzeres that are separated by a wall that's 10 tefachim tall, and there is no pesach, there's no doorway, or there's no chaloin, some kind of an opening, a window that's at least dalet al dalet, and it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, when you don't have such an access point, such an entryway in the wall that exists between the two chatzeres, then the chatzeres are cut off from each other. They, of course, can each make their own independent eruvei chatzeres. However, that wall creates a situation where they cannot join in a joint eruvei chatzeres. We've been discussing over the last couple of days different ways to create access between the two chatzeres that would negate the wall and would allow the chatzeres to join in a common eruvei chatzeres. And we continue with that theme today. Says the Mechaber in Sif Tes, Bana itzdava lamata, if you constructed a platform down on the ground, Eitzel HaKaisel, next to the wall, Lemato Migoiva Asara, and by doing so, you reduce the height of the wall to less than 10 tefachim. So you have a tefach tall wall, and now you went and you got some bricks from Home Depot, some patio blocks, and you constructed a platform at the base of the wall. Let's say the platform is one tefach high. If the platform is one tefach high, you've now reduced the height of the wall. Wherever you build that platform, above that platform, the height of the wall is now only 9 tefachim. That's the case that the Mechaber is speaking about here. Bana itztava lamata itzal ha-kaisa lamata b'goyva asara. So now the Mechaber tells us the rule. Im yesh ba arba oirich b'meshach ha-kaisal, if you do this along of a section of the wall that's at least 4 tefachim long, remember, the minimum shear of a pesach, the minimum shear of a doorway is 4 tefachim. So if you create this platform at the base of the wall, and you do it along a section of the wall of at least 4 tefachim long, so now you have effectively reduced the height of the wall over that 4 tefach area to less than 10 tefachim. It's now only 9 tefachim tall in that zone. So, im yesh bar ba arich b'meshach ha-kaisel, and now there's another requirement. U'bailetes arba. The platform that you're building at the base of the wall also has to extend out from the base of the wall, 4 tefachim. So essentially, this platform is going to have the minimum dimensions of dalet al dalet. It needs to be 4 tefachim, I guess I would call it, along the length. You can't use horizontally or vertically, it's all in the same plane. It's going 4 tefachim wide, let's call it, along the length of the wall. It's also extending 4 tefachim out from the base of the wall into the chatzer. In that case, if you build the yitzdava that way, that will create access to the top of the wall, and it will allow the chatzer to transfer items from the bottom to through the chatzer to the top of the wall. In other words, we're going to give the chatzer the top of the wall, and now they could transfer kelim sheshavsu babayis from the bayis to the top of the wall, because now the top of the wall is considered part of their chatzer. Now, based on what we learned the previous 2 days, I hope most of you understand that there are already some caveats to this. We're going to pause over here and take a look at the Mishnah Berurah before we go to the next halacha, which is a little bit more complicated. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katnayin Tes, Bana Itztava, if you constructed a platform. Now, the words Bana Itztava, if you construct a platform, when the Mechaber talks about construction, the implication over here is you did not take something. You didn't take a prefabricated piece of something and just put it down at the bottom of the wall. What you did over here was construction. You did binyan, bana itztava. Now, the reason I'm pointing that out is because what the Mishnah Berurah is about to say right now and the way he says it, also because we're going to learn later on, in a later sifat today's shir, we're going to learn the halacha of what if you just take an item and place it at the base of the wall. Over here, we're talking about construction. And based on that, says the Mishnah Berurah, does katnai test. Aval, however, imaloy nischaber l'hakarka me'eru Shabbos. However, if we're not talking about construction, if we're not talking about that you built something that's mechubar lakarka, but rather you put something there and it's not firmly attached to the ground, may Erev Shabbos, loy mahani, that would not have the effect of creating an access point to the top of the wall. Why? To have a davar anitl b'Shabbos ve'enu mematoy. We need to know that this item that you're using, this platform that you're building, in order to reduce the height of the wall, we need to know that it's something that's going to remain in place for the duration of Shabbos. If it's just a piece of metaltolin, if it's just something that you could stand up over there and just as easily pick it up and move it away, then it's not going to negate the wall because we're choshish that it's not going to remain over there. Now, the Mechaber told us that this platform, there are two requirements when it comes to the size. One requirement is it has to be dalet fachim long along the length of the wall. The other one is that it has to extend out from the base of the wall into the chatzer, at least dalet fachim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut and pay, umayletes arba, dehainu shehi arba tfachim al arba tfachim. So essentially, this platform is going to have to be dalet al dalet. Uleinian goiva, now how about the height? We really have not discussed the height. All we've said about the height is that this itztava is going to reduce the height of the wall to less than 10 tfachim. So we know that if the wall is exactly 10 tfachim, we know that this platform has to have at least a kol shehu of height, right? If it has a very minimal amount of height, automatically it's going to reduce the height of the wall to less than 10 tfachim. But is that enough? If you take a thin sheet of 1/8 inch luan, so you take a piece of 1/8 inch luan, very, very thin plywood, and you cut a section that's dalet fachim al dalet fachim, and you put it at the base of the wall. So it does reduce the height of the wall to less than 10 fachim. Is that sufficient? Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, in Yin Goiva, mashba dafil kol shehu sagi. The implication is that yes, even a kol shehu, even a minute thickness, as long as it's enough to reduce the height of the wall to less than 10 tfachim, that's sagi, that's enough. Kemal b'samach sif yud, like we're going to see b'fengish in the Mechaber later on in a different case in sif yud. Kol shen ismait al yudei zah koistal me'asar tfachim mimenu olamayla. So long as the thickness of this itztava is sufficient to reduce the height of the wall in that area to less than 10 tfachim. Ois katan pei aleph. Now, the first ramification of this platform in halacha that the Mechaber says is that the effect of this itztava will be that now somebody is going to be allowed to be lehishtamesh b'chal ha-koisel. Somebody now is going to be able to use the entire koisel. Now, first of all, what does that mean, to use the koisel? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois katan pei aleph, mai lehishtamesh b'chal ha-koisel. That means lahalois aleha miklei habayis. What it means is that now one chatzar at least is going to be allowed to take a keli sheshavas babayis, so he's allowed to take his nezikin beis mishnayis that started off Shabbos in the svarim shrank in the house. He's allowed to take it from the house. He's allowed to go through the chatzar, bring it to the wall and put it down on top of the wall, because the top of the wall is now going to be considered part of his chatzer. And so long as he made it a Ruve Chatzeros, he could transfer from the house to the chatzer, including to the top of the wall, because he now has access to the wall. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, Shahare Noyach Lalo Yisterech Aleha Al Rosh HaKoisel. Because since you constructed this platform at the base of the wall, and above the platform, the height of the wall has been reduced to less than 10 tefachim, it's now noyach tashmishte. It's now easy to use the top of the wall. You have an access point to the top of the wall. So now the top of the wall becomes part of the chatzer. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting thing. He points out, v'chol zek yishaloi asa itztavar rak echad bitzidoi. This halacha that the Mechaber is saying over here, that when you made this itztava, you have a ramification that moyle hishtamish b'chala kaisel, that the b'nei ha-chatzer from one chatzer are going to be allowed to use the top of the kaisel because it's nayach teshmishte for that chatzer. That halacha is only negeya when an itztava was built only on one side of the mechitza. Aval, im gam ha-sheni osa kein mitzad ha-sheni. But what if the people in the other chatzer also went ahead and made an itztava on their side of the mechitza? So they cut down the height of the mechitza using an itztava on their side as well. Well, now what's going to happen? Now we have a situation where both sides of the mechitza have very easy access to the top of the kaisel. Well, we know what happens then. Now the halacha of Sivav is going to kick in. Nasa ha-kaisel l'shteyam teshmisha benachas. Now we have a situation where both chatzeros have easy access to the top of the kaisel. V'shuv chayzrin v'ayzrin zalzel hishtamish b'kaisel. And now they're going to aser on each other. And now neither one of the chatzeros are going to be allowed to use the top of the kaisel for kelim sheshov subabayis. Now I want to make sure that we have a clear understanding of what the Mishnah Berurah just told us over here and what's going on over here. Let's remember the basics, right? You have two chatzeros that are separated by a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall. They're two different chatzeros. They cannot join in a joint deruv chatzeros. If the mechitza has a pesach in it, then that pesach allows them the option of joining in a joint deruv chatzeros, or making two separate eruv chatzeros. What if you have a kaisel and the kaisel has no door? What if now you go ahead and you put up ladders on both sides? So we learned that in the beginning of Siv Ches. You can have a kaisel that's 10 tefachim tall if you put up a ladder and the ladder reaches to within the sheer lovud of the top of the wall and you put up a ladder on each side, that will create a pesach. Right? So if you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, you put up ladders on each side of the mechitza, and the ladders reach to within the sheer lovud of the top of the wall, then those ladders are going to create a pesach. They don't negate the kaisel. We don't say that now that there are ladders on both sides, there's no kaisel. No, there is a kaisel, but there's a pesach. Why is there a pesach? Because there's a ladder on each side of the kaisel that reaches within the sheer lovud of the top. Very easy to use those ladders to go over the wall. That's going to create a pesach. Over here in Sif Tes, we're talking about not a ladder. We're talking about bona itztava, building a platform at the base of the wall. Now, even if you were to build these platforms on each side, that's not going to create a pesach. We're not going to say that now that you reduced the height of the wall, let's say by one tefach on each side, now you have a pesach in the kaisel. No, that doesn't make a pesach in the kaisel. What it does is it gives easy access to the top of the wall. So if you build such an itztava on one side, so now you have one side that has easy access to the top of the wall. For them, it's nayach tashmishte. We give the top of the wall, we make the top of the wall part of the chatzer of that side. And now they could transfer a keli sheshavas babayis to the top of the wall. The other side doesn't get use of the top of that wall at all. Pashtus, not even for a keli sheshavas b'chatzer. If they would make an itztava on both sides, now you have a problem. Because now the halakha of sivav kicks in, where both sides have easy access to the top of the kaisel. It's equal claim. Chatzer A and Chatzer B both have an equal claim to the top of the Chatzer. We're not going to say that there's a Pesach in the Mechitza. an itztava at the base of the wall does not create a Pesach. In order to create a Pesach, you have to go up to within a sheer lavud of the top of the wall. That's the very next halacha that the Mechaber is going to say. But really, we had that halacha already in Sivches. If you take a look at Sivches, and you take a look at Mishnah Berurah's Kut and Samach Gimel in Sivches, we already learned that the concept of ladders creating a Pesach is only if the ladders go within sheer lavud of the top of the wall. Here, too, the itztava could only create a Pesach if the two itztabois on either side would go all the way up to within the sheer lavud of the top of the wall. But they don't. They're all the way down by the ground. So a Pesach they cannot create. But what they do is they give each side of the Kaisel, so to speak, easy access to the top of the Kaisel. Now they're going to asser on each other because now they each have an equal claim to the top of the Kaisel. We can't have that. So now neither Chatzar is going to be allowed to use the top of the Kaisel for a Keli Sheshavas Babais. And again, I don't know if I read the whole end of Pei Aleph inside, so let's go back two lines off the bottom by the word Avol, by the Ois Kut Nun Gimel for the Sharet Zion. Avolim Gam Hasheni Yosek Ken Mitzad Hasheni. If the other Chatzar are also built in Itztava at the base of their side of the Kaisel, Nasa HaKaisel L'Shteim Tashmisha Benachas, now you've created a situation where both have easy access to the top of the Kaisel. Now they're going to conflict with each other because they have an equal claim to the top of the Kaisel. V'shuv Chayzrin V'Oisrin Zal Zel L'Hishtamish B'Kaisel. Now they're going to Asar on each other. They have an equal claim. We don't know who to give it to, so it becomes a no man's land. Neither Chatzar is allowed to use the top of the Kaisel. And that brings us to the bottom line in the Shulchan Aruch, middle of the line, right by the Ois Kut and Pei Beis for the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mechaber spells out, Avol, however, building an itztava at the base of the wall, Einoi Chashiv Kepesach La'arev Yachad. It's those itztabois, even if you build them on both sides of the Kaisel, are not going to allow the two chatzeres to join in a joint eruv chatzeres ad sheyagia l'roish hakoisel, unless the itztabois go to at least within the sheer lavud of the top of the kaisel. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah's Kut and Pei Beis back in Reish Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Avala Arev Yachad, haynu afilu asakein gam yitzad hasheni. Even if you make itztabois on both sides, it's not going to be effective to allow a joint eruv chatzeres unless Ois Kut and Pei Gimel l'roish hakoisel, unless the itztabois are going to reach the top of the kaisel. And the Mishnah Berurah points out if they don't have to mamish hit the top of the kaisel. V'hu adidam hayonamach bizeh pachas mishloisha tvachim gam kein dina hachi. As long as the itztabois would reach within three tvachim of the top of the kaisel, within a sheer lavud of the top of the kaisel, the same halacha would apply v'chanal b'sivches l'inyan sulam, like we saw earlier when it came to the question of the ladders. Now, interestingly enough, and this is something which is tzarech yoiser iyun, and which is beyond the scope of what we could do in this year, if you take a look at Reish Mem Aleph Amud Aleph in Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil, Avol Einoi Chashiv Kepesach La'arev Yachad, the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Beis Yosef, he brings down other Rishonim that are metame on this halacha. And they say that they don't understand why the itztabois on both sides of the kaisel would not create a Pesach. There's a lot to unpack over here. Is there a chilek in din between bana itztava, between building an itztava at the base of the kaisel, or putting up a ladder by the kaisel? It could be that some people hold that putting up a ladder by the kaisel, the ladder needs to reach the top of the kaisel, because like I hinted to earlier in the shir, when you put up a ladder, you're not negating the kaisel. The kaisel is there. A ladder is something, you have a kaisel, and now you have a means of climbing over the kaisel. That's why a sulam makes a Pesach. And it could be that in order to create a Pesach, you need easier access because you have a Kaisel, you want to have a doorway. A doorway is not something that entails difficulty. You open up a door, you walk through it. If you want to use ladders to create a doorway, the ladders have to reach within the sheer lavud of the top of the wall because you need easy access in order to create a doorway. But it could be that by bana itztava, you're not really creating a doorway as much as you're negating the kaisel. Because by building a construction, like we've learned, it has to be firmly rooted in the ground. By building a construction, by building an itztava, you're negating the wall. You're reducing the wall to less than 10 tefachim. Now, a wall that's less than 10 tefachim tall does not require a Pesach, right? If you have an 8 tefach wall that separates two chatzeros, you don't need a Pesach in that wall. A mechitza of less than 10 tefachim is not a mechitza. So the two chatzeros are one. So it could be that by building an itztava at the base of the wall on both sides, you're negating the wall in that area. So why do you necessarily have to reach within sheer lovin of the top of the wall? So like I said, take a look at this Bir Halacha, Dibra Maska, Lo Veleda Choshev, Kepesach, Lo Rav Yachad. There's a lot to unpack here. It's beyond the scope of what you could do in the shir. So we're not going to deal with that topic anymore right now. Says the Mechaber Weiter on the top line here on Reish Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So earlier in the Mechaber said, we're talking about an itztava that is at least dalet al dalet. It has to run along at least dalet tefachim along the length of the wall. It also has to extend away from the base of the wall dalet tefachim. So this itztava is dalet al dalet. Now says the Mechaber, v'im ein ba arba al arba, let's say the itztava is not dalet al dalet. Let's say you made a little itztava that's two tefachim by two tefachim, says the Mechaber, einoi moyel afilu lehishtabish kenegdoi. This platform that you built, that's two tefachim by two tefachim, is not going to be effective in halacha at all. It's not going to give one chatzar the rights to the top of the wall if only one chatzar made such an itztava. It's not going to give, it's not going to create a problem if both sides make such an itztava. This itztava is not going to be efficacious whatsoever. And the Mechaber points out, it's not even going to be effective lehishtamish kenegdoi. It's not even going to give, let's say, one chatzar, only on one side of the wall, made such a platform. It's not even going to give them the rights to use the two tefach section of the top of the wall directly above the platform. Why is the Mechaber saying this? Because the Mechaber is alluding back to a halacha that we learned in Sivches. In Sivches, we learned the halacha of Okar Chulya Meroisha Kaisel Lamatoi Migoiva Asara. What if they took a shovel and they took a chunk out of the top of the wall in order to reduce the height of the wall to less than 10 tefachim? So over there, we learned halacha that if they took a chunk out of the top of the wall and the chunk that they took out is not dalet tefachim long, let's say it's only two tefachim long. So we learned the halacha that if this was done on one side of the chatzer, then the people on that side of the chatzer will have the right to use that little section where they took a chunk out of the top of the wall. They could take a keli sheshavas babayis and they could put it on that section of the top of the wall. Says the Mechaber, that's not negeya over here. Over here, where you're building an itztava at the base of the wall, that's two tefachim by two tefachim, even if it was done only on one side of the kaisel, the people of that chatzar cannot make use even of the two tefach area of the top of the wall directly above the itztava that they built. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cut and paid dalet, kenegdoi. They're not even going to get the rights to use the little section of the top of the wall directly above their little platform. The choshke, the mechala kaisel aser. Certainly, they're not going to get the use of the entire top of the wall. So again, I'm repeating myself because it's somewhat complex. If one chatzar makes a dalet al dalet itztava at the base of the wall and the other chatzar does nothing, so the chatzar that made the itztava gets use of the entire top of the wall for a keli sheshavas babayis because it's nayach tashmishte, they have easy access to the top of the wall. Says the Mechaber now, if they built a two tefach itztava, it's not dalet al dalet, it's not efficacious at all. It certainly does not give them rights to the entire top of the wall because itztava that's two by two is not considered an access point. That's not considered Narek Teshmishte, that now they have easy access to the top of the wall, that they should be able to overtake it in halacha. The bigger Chiddush, says the Mechaber, is not only does it not give them rights to the entire top of the wall, it doesn't even give them the rights to the little two tefach part of the top of the wall directly opposite their itztava. Even though we saw a precedent for that in halacha in Sivches, where if you take a chunk out of the top of the wall, that's two tefachim long, So the people on that side could use that little two tefach section for a keli shesharas babayis. Over here, that doesn't work. Continues the Mishnah on Peidalid Vata. A two tefach by two tefach itztava is considered worthless. It's not a platform that's large enough that it's easily usable, and therefore, command the less adamya, it's as if it's not there. We can't compare this to the precedent in Sifches. Because in Sifches, what you did was you took a shovel, you took a chunk out of the top of the wall. You're not using that area to stand on. You're standing on the ground. It's very easy to stand on the ground. You took a chunk, a two tefach chunk out of the top of the wall. So over there, the wall has been nismayt to less than asara tefachim. By you standing on the ground, it's nayach teshmishte. You have easy access to that two tefach area at the top of the wall. So the people of that chatzar get that two tefach area. But over here, you're building an itztava that you're going to stand on. A two tefach by two tefach itztava to stand on is worthless, and therefore it gives them no rights whatsoever. Now we move along to Sif Yud. Now, Sif Yud is very, very similar to Sif Tes. Small chiddush over here, says the Mechaber Sif Yud. Kafa Seifel, if you overturned a Seifel. A Seifel is a bucket or a basin, but it's some kinds of a keli. So in Sif Tes, we were talking about Bana Itztava. In Sif Tes, we were talking about a construct. Here, we're talking about a movable keli. So kafa seifel shiyesh by arbal arba, you took a bucket or a basin that had the minimum measurements of dalet al dalet, the gavaya kol shehu, and it might even be a very flat keli, like I'm thinking in my mind a sheet tray with a raised edge. So it might be a half a tefach tall, but you took this keli and it's dalet al dalet, you overturned it and you put it next to the base of the mechitza, the gavaya kol shehu. Umiyat by Gavai Measara. You had a koisel between the two chatzeros that is precisely 10 tefachim tall. So you take this very, very shallow keli and you overturn it and lay it next to the base of the koisel. You have effectively reduced the height of the koisel to less than 10 tefachim, says the Mechaber, Mutter lehishtamesh kineged hamiut. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that there's a typo over here, because literally what the Mechaber just said is that the presence of this keli is going to give one chatzar access, right? We're assuming right now that they only did this on one side of the koisel, so it will give the b'nei ha-chatzar of that chatzar the right to use the area of the top of the wall directly above the overturned keli. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that that doesn't make sense, right? If the keli is dalet al dalet, so you have a dalet al dalet platform to stand on, and it gives you access to the top of the wall, you get the entire top of the wall. You don't only get kineged hakeli. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that this is actually a typo. Be that as it may, we're reading the words inside. However, since over here we're talking about an overturned movable keli, we're not talking about a construct like an itztava. There's an additional requirement, which is that somehow you have to attach this seifel to the ground. So bilvachi chabrenu betit, you have to use some kind of mortar to attach it to the ground, says the Mishnah Berurah pehe, kafa seifel. Samach lekoisel, aybesai shloisha tefachim, you laid this overturned keli down right next to the base of the wall, or at least within sheer lavud to the base of the wall. V'chein lamayla le'inyan itztava, and the Mishnah Berurah points out over here that halacha is negeah to Sif Yud also. When we talk about the itztava either has to be right next to the base of the wall or at least within sheer lavud of the base of the wall. Aiskan pevav, arba al arba, the overturned keli has to have the minimum measurements of dalet al dalet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hakol dinai kamei lamayla le'inyan itztava. Essentially, this halacha is exactly the same as the halacha of the itztava. V'al kein iskimo ha'achreinim d'mashakosav keneged amiut. And that's why the Achrayim say this, that the Mechaber wrote, that if this was done only on one side of the Kaisel, it gives them rights to use the area directly above the overturned keli, is a Tosafer. They get the entire top of the wall, not only keneged amiyut, ice cotton pei zayin, over here, since we're talking about a movable keli, there's a requirement sheyichabrenu betit, it has to be attached to the ground using some kind of mortar. Chibur yofel la'aretz, it has to be firmly attached to the ground. Why? She'ef shel shamtai ad sheyachbar bedeker. It has to be attached to the ground in such a manner that in order to remove it, you would actually need to take a shovel or some kind of a digging instrument to dig it out of the ground. She'oz ye'ef shel litlai misham b'shabbos. Because now you can't move it on Shabbos, right? Because if you need to take a shovel to dig it out of the ground, then it's going to be at least an issa d'rabbanan. There's an interesting discussion that could be had over here. I believe there's a dish of footnote about it. This takes us back to Chelek Gimel, right? I mean, let's just do some basic math in our heads here. If you need to take a shovel to dig the keli out of the ground, well, we know that digging is an av malacha. It's either chayrish, it's improving the karka, right? Maybe it could be soiser, but it's definitely an av malacha to dig. So it could be that digging out this keli would involve an issa d'oraisa. Or it could be that it's only an issa d'rabbanan. Why would it be an issa d'rabbanan? Because maybe it's a malacha shein and tzricha legufa. The av malacha of digging is when you want to improve the ground or you want to create a hole, you need the dirt, right? If you need the dirt, then it becomes an av malacha. If you're improving the ground, it's an av malacha. But if you just want to do it to remove the keli from the ground, that it might be only issa d'rabbanan, it might be a malacha shein and tzricha legufa. But be that as it may, it's at least a issa d'rabbanan. So that's why it has to be so firmly in place, because we need to know that the keli is going to remain there for Shabbos. Now, says the Mishnah in the brackets, v'afal pi she'asid litlay achar Shabbos mutter. As long as we know that the keli is going to remain there for the duration of Shabbos, because Hilchas Shabbos doesn't allow you to remove it, that's okay. Even if we know that you're going to remove it Sunday morning. V'afal pi she'asid litlay achar Shabbos mutter. Aval imatit munach kach al ognav hakfuyim la'aretz. But let's say you did not use tit to attach the keli to the ground. Let's say this keli has a rim that extends out from the keli. And what you did was you pushed the keli into the ground. So now the ground goes over the rim. So the rim of the keli is buried in the ground. And if you want to remove the keli on Shabbos, you're going to pull the keli out of the ground. And by doing so, you're going to uproot the dirt that's covering the rim. Is that okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Because imatit munach kach al ognav hakfuyim la'aretz, if the situation that you have is that the dirt is covering the rim, mutter litlay lahaseifal b'Shabbos, then mitam hilchas Shabbos, it would be mutter to move the keli. V'afal pi she'nizayz memela hatit, even though, what do you mean? You're digging out dirt, you're moving the mud, the tit, when you uproot the keli, that's okay. Why is it okay? Again, this is a good chazar of Chelek Gimel, to have a tiltel min atzad v'lo yishmei tiltel. Because now you're moving the dirt by moving the keli. That's tiltel min atzad. Tiltel min atzad is mutter. The chal dar anitel b'Shabbos einu memayit. That brings us to the problem over here, which is we need to know that halacha prevents you from moving this seifel. So we can be safe that the seifel, no pun intended, is going to remain there for Shabbos. But if halacha allows you to move the seifel, well, then you might remove it on Shabbos. That would create a problem. Okay, moving along to Sif Yud Aleph. And again, Sif Yud Aleph is an interesting Sif. It doesn't really introduce anything tremendous new in the way of Chiddush. It's really building on what we've learned in the past Seifim, just giving us another interesting scenario. Says the Mechaber, Bana itztava al itztava. Again, we're talking about constructing some sort of a platform, but this is a strange case. You built one platform, and then you built another platform on top of it, and as the Mishnah says in Ice Cut and Peches, we're not talking about where you built a platform and then you decided it wasn't tall enough, so you added on to the construction and made that one itztava taller. No, there's two separate itztavos. There's one itztava, then there's a gap, and there's a second itztava positioned above it. Says the Mishnah Beches Bana Samach Lakosu Zu Lamaylo Mizu. So you built one itztava again. It has to be up against the base of the wall, or at least within Sheer Lovet of the base of the wall. And then you built another one, Zu Lamaylo Mizu. You built a second one above it. The Yesh Avir Beinehem. But there is space. There is a gap between the lower itztava and the upper itztava. And that's going to be very important. So now let's go further in the Mechaber. So Bana itztava al itztava, you built a second platform above the lower platform with the gap in between them. Says the Mechaber, what's the halacha? Im yesh patachtoina arba al arba. Let's say the bottom itztava is dalet al dalet. And it's tall enough so that that itztava alone, just the bottom itztava alone, would be sufficient to reduce the height of the kaisel to less than 10 tvachim. Or alternatively, imein bar arba al arba. Maybe the bottom itztava is not dalet al dalet, but v'yesh be'elyoina arba al arba, but the top one, the upper itztava, is dalet al dalet. V'ein bein zu l'zu shloisha tvachim, and the lower itztava and the upper itztava are not separated but by more than three tvachim. So let's just be very careful in how we read the Mechaber over here. Again, there are two separate cases over here. In both cases, you're building one itztava above another itztava, and there's a gap, there's an airspace between the two itztavos. In scenario number one, the Mechaber says, the bottom itztava is dalet al dalet. So you have a dalet al dalet itztava that's built down on the ground. It's dalet al dalet. It's within sheer lovud of the base of the kaisel. It's tall enough to reduce the height of the mechitza to less than 10 tefachim. This itztava alone would be sufficient to give access to the top of the wall and allow the b'nei chatzar of that side to use the top of the wall to be mishtamish with kelim sheshof sababayis, right? Now you went ahead and you built a second itztava above it. Maybe the top itztava is not dalet al dalet. But the truth is, in this scenario, we don't care about the top itztava. The bottom itztava is sufficient for all of our halachic needs. And since there's a space between the bottom itztava and the top itztava, you can get your foot into that space. So the truth is that in this first scenario of the Mechaber, the upper itztava really not negeitas. That was case number one of the Mechaber. Case number two of the Mechaber is, im ein ba arba al arba. The bottom itztava is not sufficient for our needs, because the bottom itztava is not dalet al dalet. Since it's not dalet al dalet, it's not efficacious l'halacha for what we need, right? So forget the bottom itztava, it's not big enough. Im ein ba arba al arba. But the yesh be'el yoin arba al arba. But the upper one is dalet al dalet. Now, let's pause here for a second. You would be very tempted to say, so the top one is dalet al dalet. So let's forget about the bottom one. We can't do that. The reason is because, like the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, and he's bringing this down from later on, the halacha is that I'm just looking for the right words. Come on, where is it? It's, you know, Himenes Ba'avir. Miut ba'aver, there it is. Miut ba'aver lo shme miut. Something that's standing in midair, we don't count as something that could be mimayit, the height of the kaisel. So if you would have some kind of a platform, let's say a step, we're going to deal with that in the next sif. If you had some kind of a step sticking out of the wall, but it's more than three tefachim off the ground, we can't use that to be mimayit the height of the kaisel. We need something that starts from the ground. So if we have a lower itztava that's on the ground and it's not dalet al dalet, we can't use that one. We have an upper itztava that is dalet al dalet, but we can't use the upper itztava in a vacuum. Because if we look at the upper itztava in a vacuum, it's a miyat ha'imedes ba'avir. Miyat ha'imedes ba'avir we can't use. But, says the Mechaber, the ein bein zu lezu shloisha tvachim. But if you have a bottom itztava that's not sufficient, you have an upper itztava that's dalet al dalet, so it is sufficient. And the upper itztava is within gibel tvachim, within the sheer lavud of the lower itztava. Well, guess what? Now we could connect the upper itztava to the lower itztava. The lower itztava is on the ground. Now it's not a miyatoy medes ba'avir. Now we have an upper itztava that we see as being wide at the top, narrow at the bottom, and by the ground. So it's not a medes ba'avir, and I don't care what the bottom of the yitzvah is. I care about the top of the yitzvah. Top of the yitzvah is the surface of dalet al dalet. So now we have an yitzvah that we could use, and that's why the Mechaber says, mahani lahater lehishtamei shalav, this will be efficacious, that if a chatzar on one side of the kaisel made two itztavos in either one of these fashions, the b'nei chatzar on that side will be allowed to use the top of the kaisel for kelim sheshavsu babayis. Avaloi mahani lemehevei pesach la'arav yachad. However, if both sides of the kaisel, if the two chatzeres on each side of the kaisel went ahead and made its tavois like this, will it create a pesach between the two chatzeres so that they could join in a joint to ruvah chatzeres? No. Again, there's no chiddush there. That's something that we saw already back in Siftes. In Siftes already we saw that something like an itztava does not create a pesach. It might negate the wall to a certain extent, but it's not going to create a Pesach. So it's not going to create a situation where they could join in a joint Eruvei Chatzeres. Says the Mishmaraz Katan Peches, Bono Samach L'Kaisel Zvila Ma'alu Mizu, you made two Itztabois, one on top of the other, V'yesh Avir B'neim, there's a gap, there's an airspace between them, Ois Katan Peches, Bechtach Toina Arba Al Arba. In the first scenario of the Mechaber, the lower Itztava is Dalet Al Dalet. The Oz, he Atzma Muteris L'Hishtamish Al Kaisel. That itztava alone, the bottom itztava alone, it's dalet al dalet, it reduces the height of the kaisel to less than 10 tefachim. The b'nei achotzer on that side gets access to the top of the wall. They can use the entire top of the wall for kelim sheshavsu babayis. V'afa pi she'ed l'mayla mimenu klum. Let's forget about the upper itztava. It's not negeh. U'kidel el b'siftes. V'da, you have to know, to be inon she'yehe atachtoin al kolpanim b'say shloish tefachim b'samach l'aretz. Remember that the bottom itztava has to be within sheer lovin of the ground, right? Because it has to be considered attached to the ground. The ilavachi, if it's not at least within sheer lovin of the ground, have a b'chal miut ba'aver v'loish me miut. Then even the bottom itztava would be a miutai medes ba'avir. It has to be within sheer lovin of the ground. Ois katan tzadik. V'ein bein zula zu shloish tefachim. Second scenario of the mechaber was that the upper itztava is dalet al dalet. So we want to use the upper itztava, but we can't use the upper itztava in a vacuum. It's a miyotai medes ba'avir. So we need it to be within gimel tfakim of the bottom itztava. The bottom itztava is not dalet al dalet. I don't care. I'm not using the bottom itztava for its surface. I'm using the bottom itztava just as a way of connecting the upper itztava to the ground. I just need to get the upper itztava connected to the ground, so it shouldn't be a miyotai medes ba'avir. Ois katan tzadik, vein bein zulu zu shloish tefachim. The rights alarm are, the oz b'tzarfina lagam itztava tachtoina devik lovet. Now we could connect the upper itztava to the bottom itztava using lovet. Uki itztava achas tamya, and now it becomes one itztava hamaskeles mina aretz, that starts from the ground, and it's tzara milamata, it's narrow at the bottom, urechave milamala, and nice and wide, dalet al dalet at the top. But if the upper dalet al dalet itztava would be removed more than three tefachim from the bottom itztava, we wouldn't be able to use the upper itztava in a vacuum. Even though it's dalet al dalet, because it's a miyotai medes ba'avir. And the bottom one we also can't use in a vacuum. The bottom one is not dalet al dalet. Ice cut in tzadik aleph. Now that we have these itztabois, it's materes lehishtamish olav al hakoisel. It gives the b'nei achotzer on the side that created this itztava, or these itztabois, it gives them the utility of the top of the wall, shaharei ein hakoisel amayla miitztabois gavayasar tvachim, because from the top of the itztabois to the top of the wall is less than 10 tvachim. They have access to the top of the koisel. It's nayak tashmishnei. So they get the top of the wall. That, again, is in the case where only one chatzar made these itztabois. So they have easy access to the top of the kaisel. They gain the top of the kaisel. They can use it for even for kelim sheshavsu babayis. The other chatzar is not going to be able to make use of it. But it's not going to create a Pesach. If they go ahead and they make such itztabois on both sides, It's not going to be effective to create a Pesach to allow the two chatzeres to join in a joint to rule chatzeres. As Katan Tzadik Beis or if Yachad Ritzayin Olomar, Afilu Miyitzalasi Sitzabois Bisanasheni Gamkein. Even if they make such Sitzabois on the second side as well, it does not create a Pesach, and they can't join in a joint Iruvah Chatzeres. And again, this is exactly what we've seen before, right? You have to get to at least within sheer lovud of the top of the wall in order to be able to create a Pesach between the two Chatzeres. Okay, let's get a little bit into Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis, again, it's building on Sif Yud Aleph. It's building on the Se'ifim that came before it. Again, it's just an interesting scenario, but we're using the same rules, applying the same math. The concept that we just saw in Sif Yud Aleph is that we can have a lower Ziz, which is not sufficient lahalacha, it's not big enough, it's not dalad al dalad, but we have an upper Ziz that is dalad al dalad, so we're using the lower Ziz only as a manner of connecting the upper Ziz to the ground, so that the, I'm sorry, I keep using the word Ziz. That's Sif Yud Bey's words. I should be using Sif Yud Aleph words. It's Tabois. It's Sif Yud Aleph. We're dealing with a lower Itztava that's not Dalad al Dalad, an upper Itztava that is Dalad al Dalad. We're using the lower Itztava only as a means of connecting the upper Itztava to the ground, so it should not be a Mio Tahoimed as Ba'avir. Based on a similar concept, let's see Sif Yud Bey's. Ziz hayoytzei min hakoysel. If you have a ledge or a step that's jutting out of the wall, so it's not connected to the ground, we're assuming it's higher than 3 tefachim off the ground, so right away, this would be problematic. But it's a ziz hayoytzei min hakoysel. V'yesh bo arba al arba. The ziz itself has the sufficient surface area. It's dalad al dalad. And from the top of the ziz to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. So if we could make use of this ziz would be effective to cut down the height of the wall and give the Bnei HaChatzar on that size easy access to the top of the wall. Problem is, we need to connect it to the ground somehow. Right now, it's a Mia Toimed is Ba'avir. Let's say what the Mechaber says. Ziz HaYotzim and HaKaisel V'yesh Bar Arba L'Arba. V'yiniach Alav Sulam Kolshu. What you did was, you took a very small ladder. It's a sulam kolshu, meaning this sulam is not like the sulam that we learned about earlier. This sulam is not dalut fucking wide. So it's not a sufficient size sulam to create a Pesach. It's not really a sufficient size sulam to create access to the top of the wall, but that's not what we're using it for. All we want to use this sulam for is to somehow sort of connect the ziz, which is dalut al dalut, to the ground. We need access to the ziz. That's what we need. Says the Mechaber, v'niach alav sulam kol shehu. You use a very small ladder. Moyel lahatu loy tashbish hakoysel. This combination of the sulam kol shehu and the ziz dalad al dalad is sufficient to give the Bnei HaChatzar on that side access to the top of the wall and to give them the top of the wall. Couple of requirements, says the Mechaber. V'hu shaloi tehei shliva ha-tachtoina gavaya min ha-aretz shloisha. The bottom rung of the ladder, remember, I think I said this outright, but the bottom of the ladder is on the ground. The top of the ladder is leaning against the ziz. That's what the words mean when the Mechaber says over here, v'hiniach olav sulam kolshu. It doesn't mean that you put the ladder on the ziz. It means that the bottom of the ladder is on the ground. The top of the ladder is leaning against the ziz. This ziz is an access point from, this sulam is an access point from the ground to the ziz. Even though the sulam is a small ladder, it's not dalid wide, right? It's effective. But the Mechaber said, v'hu shalaita shliva tachtoina gavayim in ha'aret shloisha. But the bottom rung of the ladder cannot be removed more than sheer lovud from the ground. V'lo yehei ben shliva l'shliva shloisha. And likewise, the rungs of the ladder have to be within sheer lovud of each other. Let's take a look. Let's break here for a moment, and let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah, you have this ziz, this ledge or step that's jutting out of the wall, and it's b'soich hasarat tefachim samach la'aretz. It's within 10 tefachim of the ground, the ziz. That's important. Because if the ziz is higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, what does it help to create access to the ziz or to create a connection between the ground and the ziz? The bottom line is that the ziz is higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, so the kaisel underneath the ziz is already a divider between the two chatzeres. We're not accomplishing anything. You put one end of the sulam on the ground and you leaned the upper end of the sulam against the ziz. Return alarma. The top end of the ladder is leaning on the ziz. Ice cutting tzadik. We're talking about a sulam kalshu return alarma. What the Bechaber wants to say is sulam tzar. It's a narrow ladder. She'ein maksik arba tefachim ba'avi ashlivais v'loy rakav arba tefachim b'meshach ha'kaisel. The ladder is not dalet tefachim wide along the length of the wall, so it's not dalet tefachim along the length of the wall. It's not a big enough sulam, let's say, to create a pesach between the two chatzeros. Also, the rungs are not dalet tefachim thick, so they're not dalet al dalet platforms. The runs, Mikam Maka Mahani. Nevertheless, this sulam is going to be effective for our needs. Because since it is usable enough to use it to climb up to the ziz, heavy high sulam dargal ziz. What this sulam is, it's a step to access the ziz. We're not using the sulam to grant access to the top of the kaisel. We're using the ziz as the access point to the top of the kaisel. We're using the sulam only as a step to get to the ziz. Mitztaref im aziz to have a kedavar echad. Now we combine the ziz with the sulam. And the sulam is within sheer lovin of the ground, the bottom rung of the sulam. So we've got one continuous piece going to the ground. Now we're good. It's effective. It's going to give that the bnei chotzer on that side of the kaisel. It's going to give them the top of the kaisel. But it wouldn't be effective even if both sides would have such a ziz and they would each make such a sulam kolshu. It wouldn't be effective to make a pesach and to allow them to join in a joint river chatzeres. Elim ken aziz hu papachas v'shoshet tefachim l'roish hakaisel v'hasheni yasakam ken kazeh me'ever hasheni. Unless they both have a ziz that's within the sheer lovet of the top of the kaisel. Again, we've seen this over and over again. In order to create a pesach between the chatzeros, you've got to get within sheer lovet of the top of the kaisel. Ice cut and tzadik zayin, there's a requirement that you can't, the bottom rung of the ladder cannot be more than sheer lovet removed from the ground. If the bottom rung of the ladder would be more than sheer lovet removed from the ground, then it's not going to help that it's an access point to the ziz. The ziz is going to be a miyotoy medes ba'avir. We need this sulam to give access to the ziz and also to connect the ziz to the ground, so it's not a miyotoy medes ba'avir. Another requirement, oiskot and tzadikhes, v'lo yehei, you cannot have more than sheer love between the rungs. Sh'az nasa hazizim kol ha'shliva yisa kol echad. The point is, we need the bottom rung of the ladder to be within sheer lovet of the ground so that this whole construct is attached to the ground and it's not a miyotoy medes ba'avir. We need all the rungs to be within sheer lovet of each other going up to the ziz, again, so that the whole construct should be one construct. Uki'ilu itztava achas sheyesh ba'arbal arba milamala. It's like, again, what we saw in the previous if, now it becomes a construct which is basically like the itztavois. It's one itztava. We don't look at the ziz anymore as a ziz jutting out of the wall. We now look at this whole construct of the ziz and the sulam kolshu as being basically one itztava that begins at the ground, very narrow, but then it goes up, it widens to a surface of dalet al dalet, which is fine. Shemayelas afa pishik tzarim elamata v'chanal b'sif yod aleph, just like we saw earlier in Sif Yud Aleph. Okay, we're going to break over here. We'll continue next time. Four lines off the bottom in the Mechaber by the Oiskot and Tzadik Tes for the Mishnah Berurah. Thank you so much for joining me for Liban HaTorah. The schluss of Liban HaTorah should be Megan against Klai Yisrael, the Baruch Shem Shetzen, Yeshua, Sephoros, Panal, Shem, Shaduchim, to all those in need. We should be zoichet to see the B.S. Girl Tzedek from Harry of Yemenu. Amen. Be well.